This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged NATO members Monday to guarantee the protection of Ukraine's nuclear plants from Russian sabotage, a day after the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia plant was rocked by heavy shelling. Zelensky said in a video address to NATO's Parliamentary Assembly in Madrid, "All our nations are interested in not having any dangerous incidents at our nuclear facilities," and added, "We all need guaranteed protection from Russian sabotage at the nuclear facilities." Speaking earlier Monday at the NATO meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that while the war in Ukraine will likely end at some point at the negotiating table, the outcome of any negotiations will depend on the strength of Ukraine on the battlefield.
So if we want an outcome which is acceptable for Ukraine, an outcome that ensures that Ukraine can prevail as a sovereign, independent, democratic nation in Europe, the best way of achieving that is to provide military support to Ukraine.
The Associated Press reports the situation in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and other major cities has deteriorated drastically following weeks of missile attacks on the country's power grid. Ukrainian state-owned grid operator Energotem reported that 40% of Ukrainians were experiencing difficulties due to damage to at least 15 major energy hubs across the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia has fired more than 4,700 missiles in Ukraine since the beginning of the war last February. In his nightly address Sunday, Zelensky said nearly 400 shelling incidents were recorded in eastern Ukraine Sunday as fierce battles there persisted despite the onset of cold and wintry weather. This is VOA News. With the World Cup soccer tournament underway in Qatar, U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday telephoned the U.S. World Cup soccer team ahead of their opener against Wales, urging them to go, to shock them all. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
"It says POTUS. That's where it's coming from," coach Greg Berhalter said, reading the phone's caller ID, according to excerpts of a video of players listening to the call. "Coach, put me in. I'm ready to play," Biden began, echoing John Fogerty's 1985 song Centerfield. Going on, he said, "You guys, I know you're the underdog, but I'll tell you what, man, you got some of the best players in the world on your team, and you're representing this country, and I know you're going to play your hearts out, so let's go shock 'em all." Berhalter and the players thanked Biden for his call, made 2 days before Biden's 80th birthday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The mayor of Colorado Springs, Colorado, is calling it incredibly heroic action that the patrons of an LGBTQ nightclub managed to subdue the gunman that was attacking them Saturday night. The city's mayor, John Suther, spoke Monday in a nationally televised interview saying the shooting had the trappings of a hate crime, but investigators need more time to look at social media and other information before making a determination. Meanwhile, he credited once again the courage of the patrons.
"You know, if this had gone on for several minutes more and that heroic action had not been taken, I can only imagine how many more fatalities we might have had. They clearly save lives, and it's incredibly heroic and courageous action on their part."
Five people were killed and 25 injured at Club Q late Saturday in Colorado Springs. Police identified the suspect as 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich. The southern Chinese metropolis of Guangzhou has locked down its largest district as it tries to tamp down a major COVID-19 outbreak there, suspending public transit and requiring residents to present negative tests if they want to leave their homes. The outbreak is testing China's attempt to bring a more targeted approach to its zero COVID policies while facing multiple outbreaks. China is the only major country in the world still trying to curb virus transmissions through strict lockdown measures and mass testing. In Beijing, the capital, reported two more COVID-19 deaths. Sunday, the city reported China's first COVID-19 death in over 6 months. The U.S. space agency NASA's Orion capsule has reached the moon, whipping around the backside and passing within 80 miles. The close approach occurred Monday as the crew capsule and its three test dummies were on the far side of the moon. Because of communications blackout, flight controllers in Houston did not know if the critical engine firing went well. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is